It's 8 minutes after 11. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Welcome to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It is Monday morning, and inshallah al-aziz, in our program this morning, we start off with the world news roundup. So in our current affairs slot, we take a look at a few stories coming out from around the world. The wealthiest people in Saudi Arabia. We speak about a detention case in Saudi Arabia for a strange reason. And then we look at a Pakistani student who has set a new world record in academics in the UK. So we'll be taking a look at that, interesting stories coming out of different parts of the world there. And thereafter, inshallah, going on to a lost Islamic history segment, we ask the question, how do we know the Quran is unchanged? We discussed a lot over the past 2 weeks, and today we go on to the final part of this discussion, and that is the Isnad system. What is the Isnad system, and how does it prove that the Quran is unchanged? We will be discussing that, inshallah, at about 20 past 11. And after half past 11, we'll go on to our parenting segment, dealing with children, and particularly we'll be speaking about ways to make our children listen. That is a question that many parents are asking, and there are so many overwhelming demands. How do I make my children listen? We'll be discussing 9 ways that we can use and methods that we can use to make our children listen. Inshallah, if we implement these, you would be guaranteed to make your children listen. Inshallah Aziz. So that's all going to be coming up on Al-Mashriq this morning, inshallah. Stay tuned, we'll be back after this.
KNC Fabric and Bridal Center has a winning combination of luxurious and sophisticated fabrics. Let us transport you in style with our luxurious fabrics. Our haberdashery department has the latest accessories. Visit our bridal department for the evening wear fabrics from the masters of design. Unique and individually styled beaded pure silks and tulles from the most talented creators of fashion. 5 Pelican Avenue, Linasia, 011-852-4910. KNC, usually unusual fabrics.
Mr. Magman offers you motor spares, accessories, workshop, fitment center, exhaust bay and mags and tires, situated at number 1 Amthill Avenue on the corner of Wilstead Street in Benoni. Call us on 011-845-4161. Who's the man? Mr. Magman.
Africa Cash and Carry. We offer regular promotions at the lowest possible prices. Bulk buyers enjoy fantastic deals and many, many in-store specials. We stock a large variety of merchandise from cosmetics, toiletries, hair and household products, perfumes, cell phones and accessories, electrical appliances and jewelry, and hardware at very low prices. Africa Cash and Carry has over 25 years experience. Call us on 011-661-6600.
When the sun rises, it rises for everyone. Join Molana Junaid Jassat on Al Mashriq, Monday to Thursday between 11 and 12 p.m. Live out of Ermelo, Mpumalanga, the place where the sun rises. Regular contributions by Molana Yahya Bam, Molana Ahmed Chohan, and Idris Khamisa.
It's 12 minutes after 11. Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Happy news in the family today, and worth a mention that, alhamdulillah, my brother Ashraf and his wife are proud parents, alhamdulillah, of a baby girl. Their elder son is 14 years old, and alhamdulillah, he now has a baby sister who's been born this morning. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them barakah. And also together with that, our kind hosts over this last weekend in Celebi Pikwe in Botswana, Brother Yunus Mangera and his wife, alhamdulillah, also proud grandparents of a baby boy. And alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah to all of these parents in their children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these children and all newborns, all babies, a means of great shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them a means of coolness to the parents and grandparents and great-grandparents' eyes. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ease at the time of in pregnancies, ease at the time of birth, and also ease in parenting of these children. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So that is the good news that we have there. Coming back to our program, 64 Saudis equal $204 billion. This article that comes out of Arab News says that Saudi Arabia tops the list of Middle East's billionaires with 64 highly wealthy individuals possessing $204 billion US in 2013. So over 64 people, they've got $204 billion. And there are 1,360 rich people in the kingdom with a total wealth of $285 billion. And the UAE comes second with 1,050 billionaires with a total wealth of $190 billion. Kuwait is 845 wealthy people with $145 billion. And these people are super, super rich. What, 5,300 rich people in the Middle East have a wealth of $880 billion. And one of the reports said that despite ongoing economic and geopolitical uncertainty, it is the world's ultra-wealthy population reached an all-time high of 199,235 individuals with a combined fortune of nearly $28 trillion. In 2013, growing by more than 6% in population size from the previous year. Yes, this gives us one indication that there are lots of rich people in the world. The other idea or other lesson, other angle that we can look at from this is that despite people saying that there is a depression and there is a recession and there is issues, but you can see that the rich are definitely getting richer. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all sufficient in our livelihood, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free us from all obligations. The dua that we make in all times and in all issues of wealth, Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik wa aghnini bifadlika amman siwak, that oh Allah, grant me independence with your halal means, away from your haram, away from what is haram, and make me independent of all besides you, O Allah. And this is the dua that we make for every single Muslim. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Coming to another story out of Saudi Arabia, the teachers and administrators at a private Saudi school detained female students last week because their parents were late in paying tuition fees. So what they did, the students were imprisoned in the classroom throughout the day last week Monday after school officials notified parents the previous Wednesday that the fees were due. And one of the parents said that the school sent an official letter stating that the fees should be delivered by Wednesday of the first week of school, while the detention took place on Monday. So school actually just started there now. And after school started, they sent the letter out on Monday. By Wednesday, they said the school fees should be in, and the detention took place the next Monday. So that you haven't paid your fees, and here the detention is going to be implemented. So they basically imprisoned those children because of non-payment of school fees and school preparations, and everything to do with getting ready for school is a major, major responsibility that parents have on their shoulders. And then it gets greater and bigger as the children grow older, and as they come to university, it gets huge, 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 the financial obligation that parents face. And I would advise parents that start your planning from now when it comes to the budget that you need to accumulate in order to spend on your child's schooling come end of December and early January next year, because that's the start of our schooling year. And I would advise you to put away some money every month from now so that you can have enough accumulated in order to prepare for school fees, in order to prepare for uniforms, for new shoes, new gym and exercise clothing for your kids, even if it comes to sneakers and soccer boots and the likes thereof, sporting equipment that you would need to buy, and bags, stationery, books, whatever is required. It would really, really cost quite a lot. And let me tell you that compared to what you have spent last year, you should increase that amount by at least 15 to 20% per child, because of the cost of fuel and because of the cost of items increasing, and you would have to put away a lot of money. So make sure that you've put that budget away and that you've set it aside, so that when the time comes, you are not put in through difficulty and you're not put through any sort of problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us all, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all barakah in our sustenance. One good news story that comes out of the news today is out of a Pakistani website. It says that a Pakistani student earns 47 A's in Cambridge examination. Harun Tariq, a Pakistani student, sets new world record by scoring a total of 47 A's in both O-level and A-level examinations held by the University of Cambridge International Examinations. The achievements from the young student from Froebels International School has earned him this accolade. Harun in total had appeared for 50 subjects that included all the subjects from science and humanities group. Giving the interview, he spoke and he said that appearing for 50 subjects had been difficult, since he had to go through foreign language subjects, Spanish and French. And he spent 3 years studying to achieve his set goals, and he thus accomplished them. And 50 subjects, and the previous record was held at 28 subjects. He got the another student, Zuhaib Asad, got A's in, but now he's got in 50 subjects. He scored A's. That is something otherworldly, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a guide for humanity, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use him in the service of deen. And it's an inspiration for us as well, and for all students, that if we support our children and if we set our mind to it, we can really achieve a lot, inshallah. It's 20 past 11, you're listening to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Coming up after the break, how do we know the Quran has remained unchanged? We'll be discussing that, inshallah. Stay tuned.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spices. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Lanasia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
هبت الرياح العاصفة على الأيادي الخاطفة، هبت الرياح العاصفة على الأيادي الخاطفة، واقتلعت جذورها مع السيول الجارفة، واقتلعت جذورها مع السيول الجارفة. اليوم ويل من بغى، اليوم ذل من طغى، اليوم ويل من بغى، اليوم ذل من طغى، اليوم يوم الانتقام منه في سح الوغى، اليوم يوم الانتقام منه في سح الوغى، اليوم يوم الغضبة، اليوم يوم الوثبة، فساعة الصفر أتت لسحق تلك العصبة، اليوم يوم الغضبة، اليوم يوم الوثبة، فساعة الصفر أتت لسحق تلك العصبة، هبت رياح صرصر عادية تزمجر، هبت رياح صرصر عاتية تزمجر، تحالفت ووسطها إعصارنا المدمر، تحالفت ووسطها إعصارنا المدمر، سماؤنا تلبدت بغيمها ورددت، سماؤنا تلبدت بغيمها ورددت،
وردت نشيدنا راغمة فأبرقت وأوعدت نشيدنا راغمة فأبرقت وأوعدت والأرض تحت الأرجل غلت كغلي المرجل فثار بركان الثرى يحصدهم كالمنجل والأرض تحت الأرجل غلت كغلي المرجل فثار بركان الثرى يحصدهم كالمنجل ومن دمانا هدرت سيولنا وانحدرت تسحقهم كأنها قنبلة وانفجرت والبحر جاء بالمدد يا موج البحر من يصفهم كالحور المستنفرا لكنما المطلع قد ودعهم بالمجزرا بلادنا تحررت قيودنا تكسرت أقوامنا صادحة قد هللت وكبرت شمس الكويت أشرقت وفي سمائنا فقط ورقت رايتنا حيث فالنسيم ناعما داع بثرا باسما ترى الكويت بعدما داهم للصراشما
يا خالق الإنسان.
When the sun rises, it rises for everyone. Join Maulana Junaid Jassat on Al Mashrif, Monday to Thursday between 11 and 12 p.m. live out of Ermelo, Mpumalanga, the place where the sun rises. Regular contributions by Maulana Yahya Bam, Maulana Ahmed Chohan, and Idris Hamisa.
Twenty-four minutes after eleven. Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Just to recap what we've been discussing on the subject, how do we know the Quran has remained unchanged? We said that the dangerous aspects of Orientalism was that European study of the origins of the Quran was based on their understanding and not according to the Islamic system. And they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a promise to protect the Qur'an al-Kareem, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated the Qur'an al-Kareem to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum as it was revealed over 23 years, and they used to have scribes who would write on the copy of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and nothing else would be written with the Qur'an al-Kareem. And it wasn't just narrated to a select few, but it was heard and memorized by hundreds of people. And it was memorized by people to the rank of tawatur. Or mutawatir means that it was so vastly spread to so many different groups of people who all had the exact same wording that it is inconceivable that any one person or group could have falsified the Qur'an al-Kareem. And then we spoke about how the Qur'an was collected after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the Khilafah of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyid bin Thabit radiallahu anhu was entasked with compiling the Qur'an. Then we spoke about the Mus'haf of Uthman radiallahu anhu, how he instructed that copies of the Qur'an should be sent to the peripheries, to the outskirts of the Islamic Empire. We spoke about the script of the Qur'an al-Kareem and how that also was not changed. And how, despite the script of the Qur'an al-Kareem having no dots, it would be easy because of the way that Arabic is structured and the structure of the sentence and the context of the words, it wouldn't be possible for a person to make a mistake in the placement of the dots and in the words that would be placed in those verses. Now today we go on to the Isnad system. This is one. This is another thing that establishes and cements the fact that the Qur'an al-Kareem is unchanged. And one of the most pressing issues in the eyes of the early Muslims was the protection and the sanctity of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Many a time throughout the Qur'an and the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslims are reminded that the Jews and Christians corrupted their texts over time, which now cannot be taken as authentic. As a result, early Muslims developed a system for ensuring that the Qur'an and Hadith would not be subjected to change by human error, either intentional or unintentional. The system that was developed is known as the Isnad system. The Isnad system was there to ensure that the Qur'an and Hadith of Rasulullah system would not be subject to any change. The Isnad system emphasized the Sanad of a particular saying. What is a sanad? we look at an example in the hadith compilation of Sahih Bukhari, each hadith is preceded by a chain of narrators. So the sanad is a chain of narrators that goes from Imam Bukhari back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This chain is known as a sanad. But to ensure that the hadith is authentic, each narrator in the chain must be known to be reliable, must have a good memory, he must be trustworthy, and he must have other righteous qualities. And then only would that chain be known as reliable. If it is not fulfilling of all of these qualities, or if these qualities are not fulfilled, if the any of the narrators are not known as reliable, or they lack the quality of good memory, or they are not trustworthy, or they lack one of the other qualities that are required, then you would find that this hadith would not be considered as authentic. Now, the early Islamic community placed huge emphasis on the system for determining the authenticity of the hadith, as well as the verses from the Quran. If someone were to claim to have had a verse that was not in the text of Uthman radiallahu anhu's mushaf, then scholars would look at the chain that person claimed went back to Rasulullah s.a.w. and they would determine from there if there was a chance that this verse was authentic. Now, anyone who forged verses of the Quran would not be able to connect it to Rasulullah s.a.w. and his claim would definitely be discounted according to the Isnad system. And the Isnad system worked to preserve the sanctity of the Quran as well as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and people could not make erroneous claims that would then be accepted as a fact. Now, through the focus on the reliability of the sanad, the reliability of the verses or hadith themselves could be ascertained. Sayyid bin Thabit radhiyallahu anhu used an isnad system in his work combining the Quran during the Khilafat of Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu. And the growth of the Isnad system is in subsequent decades helped to protect the text from being altered in any way. And now obviously we can understand that the scholarship of hundreds of people throughout Islamic history to ensure the sanctity of the Quran cannot be boiled down to a few words. And it is clear that the text of the Quran Kareem was not altered from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the present day. The fact that it was so widespread during his life helped ensure that any malicious attempts to change the words of the book would be futile. And the meticulous compilation of the text by Abu Bakr and Uthman radiallahu anhumah, this served as a backup system in case the original preservation of the Quran was lost. And finally, the Isnad system helped to ensure that any claims to add or to remove from the Quran could not pass by a scholarly process that was central to the preservation of the Quran. And in conclusion to this particular topic of how do we know that the Quran has remained unchanged, is that the claims of Orientalists that the Quran has been changed over time as the Bible and Torah have been changed are clearly misleading. There is no evidence backing up the idea that the Quran has changed, and attempts to prove that it has are based on rudimentary and uneducated understandings of the history of the Quranic texts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all love for the Quran Kareem. May Allah ta'ala make us among those who are accepted to preserve the Quran. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. 29 minutes before 12, coming up after the break, we go on to our parenting program, and inshallah Aziz, nine ways to make your children listen. This is going to be interesting, inshallah. Stay tuned to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International.
News from around the Muslim world, perspectives on political and social issues, spirituality, Q&A, Muslim lands, all you need to know in one publication, Al Rashid, the official newsletter of the Jamiatul Ulama. Get your free copy now from your local Jamiatul Ulama branch. Jamiatul Ulama, serving Allah by serving His creation.
As the dawn breaks and the day begins, As the light of the sun dissipates the darkness of the night, allow the nur of the Vicar of Allah to penetrate your soul. Join Mulana Shafiq Ibn Umar every Monday to Friday.
The person remembers Allah in times of peace and prosperity. Then when he is in trouble, قَالَ مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً وَاحِدَةً صَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَشْرًا.
As he brings to you the early morning Dhikr program, Riyadud Dhakirin, comprising the virtues of Dhikr, the tafsir of the glorious Quran, various beautiful Dhikr recitations, ulama nasiha, the 40 duruds, and the daily recitation of Surah Yasin.
On the day of judgment, one the holy Quran which will argue with men, whosoever recites salat on me once, on him shall Allah recite salat 10 times.
Grace to your heart's content in Riyadud Dhakirin, the gardens of remembrance, the gardens of those who remember Allah Ta'ala, the gardens of Jannah.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spice. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Ghana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Lanasia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
When the sun rises, it rises for everyone. Join Maulana Junaid Jassat on Al Mashrif, Monday to Thursday between 11 and 12 p.m. live out of Ermelo, Mpumalanga, the place where the sun rises. Regular contributions by Maulana Yahya Bam, Maulana Ahmed Chohan, and Idris Khamisa.
It's 6 minutes before 12. Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. 9 ways to make them listen. This is an issue which every parent would have, and questions that parents would be asking would be like, why aren't my kids listening? Just tell me what is the problem. Why do you not listen to me? And you would have these children facing you, looking at you, looking directly at you, sitting a few centimeters away from you, and you tell them something, and you just get a blank stare, or you would get them turning around and walking away, or you would just get complete a direct ignore. You know, they would just ignore you, and you would get nothing out of them. Now, how to make your children listen? If you ask children to do something over and over again, it makes it difficult for every parent. It basically drives you crazy. And at school, the child does as they are told. You know, they have no problem. Your partner comes home and the children do as he says or whatever he says. But you ask the children to do the simplest thing and suddenly they are deaf and you are invisible. Lots of parents have been there, but yelling and shouting at the children isn't the way to get them onto your side. It could even make things more difficult between the two of you. Now, you must know that even, and a promised thing out of this is that even if a child is persistent in not listening, this can change. Lay down the basic ground rules, be consistent, and this will be much more effective than shouting and screaming, and also, you'll be a great role model. So what is wrong? What is wrong is the first question that we are going to ask. What is really wrong? This is the first step. Is there a root cause for the child's bad behavior, for not listening? Often, your naughty children are tired or they are hungry. Or maybe they have been teased at school that day. Or maybe they're jealous of a new sibling. There is usually a reason why children are not behaving themselves and why they are not listening. Maybe your partner, the child's father, comes home very scarcely or very late. Child never sees him, and maybe you are too busy to even play with the child. So the child is misbehaving out of the need to seek attention. And often we are punishing our children for making justifiable complaints also. Now tell the children that you may not be able to change the situation, but you can listen to what they are saying. So the first thing is, what is really wrong? Get down to the root cause of the problem. That's the first thing that you need to do. Second thing and second tip is, do and tell them to do one thing at a time. You can't order a 5-year-old child to pack away their clothes, tidy the crayons, and stop bashing the 2-year-old sister's head against the wall. You can't tell them to do 3 things at the same time and expect them to follow your instructions to the book. It's not going to happen. Now you need to start off with what's most important. That's the sister's skull. So make sure that the child stops harming the other child. And when that task is done, then you work with the child and you move on to the next important task that needs to be done. So the tip is, don't give your child so many instructions to do all at once. Let them do one thing first, get it done, and even if you have to tell the child, come back to report to me if you've done it, and then we'll move on to the next thing. Work that way, but don't give them too many things at once to do. Third tip is, don't back down. Adopt a policy if your child misbehaves. That, for example, they're going to be deprived of this, deprived of that, or whatever. And don't let that policy go just for the sake of an easy life, just for the sake of not upsetting the apple cart, just for the sake of keeping the peace. No. If the child makes such a fuss about brushing teeth that you as a parent give up and say, ah, just go to bed with a mouthful of chocolates, then from now on, the child is going to expect this, and the child will have this mindset that if I just squeal loud enough, if I cry loud enough, if I make big enough of an issue about it, then my parents are not going to worry about it, and they're just going to allow us going to sleep without brushing our teeth. So don't back down. If you set a rule, if you set a policy, maintain it, but be calm and cool about maintaining it. And think positive parenting. Think positive parenting. It's better to give approval for good behavior than disapproval for bad behavior. Your approval shouldn't be generic, but it should be geared towards a specific action. For example, you say to the child, Jazakumullahu khairan for picking up your toys and putting it into the toy bin or the toy cupboard, whatever. Or, Jazakumullah for being such a caring child and sharing toys with your brother. So that's a specific thing that you're giving your approval for, and you're thanking your child, and you are making a dua together with that for your child, which we hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the dua would be accepted in favor of your child, and you're also getting a reward for being positive and for being kind in the words that you use with your child. And also, the encouraging words should come almost immediately after the behavior has occurred, as close as possible to when the behavior has occurred. And if the child has been good, then it's almost immediately that you need to say to the child, Jazakumullahu khairan, MashaAllah, I'm happy with the way that you handled that. I'm happy, I'm pleased with your behavior. That's the type of positive parenting words that you use there, inshaAllah Aziz. And then be specific. Be specific. If there's something that you don't like, then let the child know. Listen, I don't like this, what you are doing now. Use simple, clear language. Use language that points out the problem. When the child pulls all the food from the fridge, don't say, stop it. And this is not what we want. And this is not good. Instead, say, don't take all the food out of the fridge, please. Put this back on the shelves, whatever. And similarly, ask for what you do want in a specific way. For example, tell the child, go tidy your room. Now, if you say that to the child, it's not going to work. You tell the child, let's put your toys into the box. Let's put your sandals into the wardrobe. Let's put your trouser into the washing bin, whatever. And get your child involved while you are tidying and make it a fun activity for the two of you. So these are few tips just to go back over what we've discussed already. Find out what is really wrong. What is the root cause of the behavior? Secondly, instruct one thing at a time. Don't tell them to do three or four things and then expect it all to be done, because it's not going to be done. Let them do one thing at a time. Don't back down. Once you've set a rule and policy, stick to it so that the child understands the consistency and understands that this is the rule. It will not be compromised, no matter how I squeal, no matter what a big noise I make about it, it's not going to be compromised. And use positive words instead of negative words when you are talking to your child and giving instructions, and also in the acknowledgements that you make of what the child has done. And then be specific and tell the child exactly what you want the child to do, not just ambiguous. Don't tell the child that be clean, you know, or you're too dirty. Tell the child specifically, wash your hands, wash your mouth, wash your face, whatever you need to say in particular, say that to the child so that the child then understands that it's just gone 16 minutes before 12. You're listening to Al-Mashriq. We'll be back after the break, inshallah. Continue with the tips. Stay tuned.
Classic Creations is having a massive clearance. Half price sale. Yes. Half price sale on all abayas, men's and boys' kurtas, Swarovski sandals and accessories. Beat the rush and hurry to Classic Creations. 15 Status Street, Extension 3, Lanesia. Call them 011-854-4195. Classic Creations, the ultimate in abayas.
It's that time of the year again when we prepare to celebrate the blessed day of Eid al-Adha. This auspicious occasion marks the end of the Hajj, where pilgrims are cleansed from all sin. It is also a time when we gather as a family to witness the ritual slaughter in the name of our Creator. Islamic Relief will be performing Qurbani in South Africa, Malawi and Zimbabwe. For a detailed list of countries and Qurbani prices, call 0800-111-898. Islamic Relief. We make a world of difference.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Yo te voy a decir por mí, es aquí un buen jugador.
Está bien, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Beres Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Beres Motor Spares, 48 Peter Ace Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Devlin Cash and Carry, wholesalers of a variety of household products, including cosmetics, groceries, sweets, and many more items. Visit Devlin Cash and Carry, corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin, for our in-store specials. That's Devlin Cash and Carry. Telephone 011-989-8800.
When the sun rises, it rises for everyone. Join Molana Junaid Jassat on Al Mashriq, Monday to Thursday between 11 and 12 p.m. Live out of Ermelo, Mpumalanga, the place where the sun rises. Regular contributions by Molana Yahya Bam, Molana Ahmed Chohan, and Idris Khamisa.
Welcome back to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. We're speaking about tips on how to get your children to listen. We said, find out first what's really wrong. Tackle one thing at a time. And once that is done, you move on to the next. If you want to give a few instructions to your child, tell the child to do one thing first. Once that is completed, tell them to do then the next thing. Don't back down. Make rules and keep consistent. Think positive parenting. The words you use have an effect on your child, and be encouraging. Praise the child for the good that they have done, and they will listen to you in future when there is something to listen to. And be specific about what you want them to do. Be very specific. Not just tidy your room. Say, put the toys in the box, please. And now, the next step. Be a good role model yourself. It's important that you model your own behavior on the behavior that you want your child to emulate. So, don't shout, listen, and explain. If the children are going to do something you don't like, don't lose your temper. Ask them politely to explain what is going on. So, if you maintain your composure, you're going to be a good role model for your children. Children will definitely then listen to you, inshallah, Aziz. So, if you maintain composure, you listen to them, they're going to listen to you. And never, ever use bribes or threats. Instead, you would be better off letting your children know the negative consequences of the actions, such as dirty clothes on the floor means no, you can deprive them of something, some fancy clothes later. And the issue that most experts don't explain is the difference between threats and appropriate consequences. If you say in advance to the child that if you clean your room, you can have a cake or something like that, you can have sweets, then this stresses that sometimes by not cleaning your room, someone will later offer a bribe to clean it. And if you wait until they clean their room and then offer it, it is much better. So you understand the difference there, that don't tell the child that if you do it, this is what I'm going to do. But once you ask the child to do it, and if they do follow your instruction, then you reward them without them even expecting a reward. And that is the best in terms of the understanding. Otherwise, the child is going to always expect something in return when you ask them to do something. And then, if you've had little success in the past, try and make the naughty step work for you. That is one of the systems that you can use of parenting. House rules are important, and a reward system. Make it clear to your children that you want a specific type of behavior. You want them to comply to a specific method and way of behavior, and this is going to be accepted in your home. And let your children understand that if they listen carefully, it's one of the points that they will be rewarded for. So you have a rewards chart, set up a rewards chart, and if the child is going to listen carefully and be a good listener to what you are going to tell them, then they're going to be rewarded for listening. And if the child behaves well, then reward that also. If you have a reward chart, then it will help with showing approval for specific actions. They are easy, they are clear-cut way of the child creating immediate approval, because once the reward chart is there and the child does good, you immediately put a star on it or put a tick or write a point on it, and the child knows immediately that you as a parent have acknowledged what they've done, the good that they've done, and you've already rewarded them for it. And you can make a game of good behavior. For example, if there's a whole chart full of stickers, then there can be a reward for the child also. And interesting ways that you can reward the children for their good behavior. So these are a few ways of making the child listen and making them understand what you are saying and making them twerk up their ears when you say something, because children have the selective type of hearing when it comes to what certain parents say. If one of the parents says something, they would listen to it. If the other parent says the same thing, the child would just not listen to it at all and would carry on as if the parent hasn't even spoken. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all children who are the coolness of our eyes. It requires our intervention, and it requires an effort on our behalf in order to make our children pious, and in order to make our children obedient, and in order to grow them up and groom them with certain principles, certain morals, certain standings that they have to stand by always. And our children don't just come about like that with certain things and morals and rules and things that they live by. It requires upbringing. And we need to maintain that upbringing. We need to do that positive upbringing and maintain that good those good models so that children can live by them, inshallah. Aziz. Well, it's just gone now 8 minutes before 12. Shukran jazilan for listening to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It's been an interesting program this morning. Any feedback on the program, you're most welcome to email surainchasat@gmail.com. You can also tweet me at Zunjaz, and inshallah Aziz, we will take it up from there, and we will take it forward. Shukran to my studio operator this morning, Tovello, and shukran to you for listening from Junaid Chisat on this Monday morning. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.